So this is something that I've wanted to do for quite a while, and I finally asked Jacob to show me how to record in the booth specifically for this. And of course, you know me, so this isn't the first take either, but I wanted this to be right for you because ever since I heard "Dear future husband, here's a few things you need to know if you're gonna be," the song by Meghan Trainor, it gave me the idea, oh, you know what, I really would love to do that too. I mean, I can't sing, obviously, you just heard, but I would want to, well, at first I was thinking write a letter to you. But I thought, you know what? I know something better. Just a conversation, as if you were right here next to me in the flesh, here, existing. Just like I knew you would, that I would find you. And that was the thing, is I had this hope, like with my heart and soul, that you were out there and that I would find you. Even through everything that I had been through. And I was losing hope for a while. I was. But I found you. And, you know, it was a journey. And I'm trying to be better as a person. But progress is success, so that's something. Even though it did take me a while to figure myself out, you saw me, and you said, you know, I understand you. I see you as a person, and I think it's beautiful. And that's something to me that I've always wanted, always yearned for. When I was younger, you know, my family didn't really understand me. They always tried to tell me I had to be a certain way, and for everything else, I became a perfectionist. I tried to conform to be what everybody expected, what I should be, whatever. And through the years, I've learned to be myself, and you saw me and said, I love that. I love you. Even knowing everything in the past, you're still here. Not that I was like, oh, this is what I deserve. I mean, it is. I want to be happy, but I just, with all the romantic movies and things that I would watch and where I got all my notions of love and stuff from, I just always thought, oh, I'm gonna have to be a complete person. I have to be perfect so that way they're so happy when they marry me. We're gonna have, you know, this whole go off into the sunset, happily ever after. But you showed me that, well, obviously, one, you show me that those aren't real, but in a nice way. You help me to be grounded, and when I go off into the clouds, you look at me with amazement, but also you're like, okay, it's time to come down. But you help me realize that it's not about being a complete person, it's about trying to be a better person and grow with that other person, and that other person is you. So we're not perfect, but we're trying to help each other be better people, and I think that's amazing. You're everything I've ever wanted, and more, because there were things that I didn't know that I needed, that you provide for me to being there, just being you. It's been truly a blessing in my life. Helping each other grow mentally, physically, spiritually. Just trying to be better each and every day. And to help each other, that's the most beautiful part of it all, is we want each other to be happy. Do we have our fights? Sure. Oh, man. And that temper, oh, man. It's just like in About Time when his mom is like, so what are some of your faults? And she's like, well, I'm a bit insecure and I have a bad temper sometimes. And she's like, oh, that's crucial. How else are you going to get the men to do what you want? Now, on that, I will reason with you when, you know, you get upset because something doesn't go your way, or, you know, we're stuck in traffic, we're not going to be on time, something, I'm going to reason with you, and I'm going to be calm about it, because I understand you, I understand why you are the way you are, why you're getting upset, but I'm not going to let you run over me either. I'm a man, damn it. I'm going to put my foot down, and then be like, yes, dear. So, there's that, but of course, like I'm saying, we're not perfect, but we're happy. And that's just as evidently clear when we're trying to be, you know, adults, adulting, doing things responsibly, handling our business, trying to really make an impact on the world. And then when we're like playing around, being goofy, being silly, acting like little kids, joking around, having fun. Because we never forgot that was the part of life that we liked, just enjoying life. And I think I help you in that regard a bit more, because we're still trying to get you to relax more, to just enjoy life. But even I get caught up sometimes in that too, so we kind of balance each other out, and it works really great. Man, but I'm just in awe, like, you're here. You are exactly what I've been waiting for. So, you, and how you're like, I'm a bad bitch, can't kill me, it's a Vine reference. But you know it. You know you look good, you know you're good. But you also have this modesty, this innocence, this purity. It's amazing. And I love that about you. And for, you know, everything, it was something that our connection was never just physical. It was on a deeper level. And so, of course, when the physical came later, you know, it's a cliche to see or hear, you know, the sparks flying. But no, for us, it was like the Great Gatsby and his fireworks display and the big Gatsby party. Oh, man. And don't even get me started about our families. You know that I am very close to my family, and we're a bit crazy, but it's crazy how well we are able to be with each other's families, because we both understand how important that is. But all in all, this was just something that I wanted to do to show you that I was right. I knew it. I knew you existed. I knew I would find you. And maybe we didn't know it at the time specifically that it was you. But in the end, I never gave up hope that you would be in my arms. And from before you knew anything about this to the day that I die, I will always love you.